Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate on Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Thanking God for all you listening in. May the Lord continue to bless you and watch over you and your family and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask you to limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling on how to get information on or getting a copy of the messages that the Lord have been sending by his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your questions or over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. Amen. So, praise be to God on this blessed Monday. We are here where we're waiting on Brother Eddie Lee to come on. It's supposed to be the Angel Messenger Speaks today. I know it's titled here Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee, but it's supposed to be the Angel Messenger Speaks again today. So as we wait for my brother to come on, once again, it's a blessed day in the Lord. Thank God for all you that's listening. Once again, I'm on vacation. Thank God for that. Glory be to God. And once again, he has opened such a doors that we can get this message, this word to you. Amen. Praise be to God. So it's truly indeed been a blessing this day. I have been looking at the Lord and just seeing how he has been moving and revealing, speaking, amen, hallelujah, at the time that he have chosen, amen. Now, once again, I told you as before, the Lord can speak prophetically. He reveal word in people's spirits, but that's not the only way he's coming. And like I said, you have people just popping up saying, I got a prophetic word. And, you know, people think that only thing that's operational is the prophetic. Now, I'm not down in the prophetic because God does operate in the prophetic. But however, you still have the word of God. And I see the way things are going today, that people is being steered away from the written word. Okay. And you're getting on dangerous territory, because if you just quote, if God wanted you to just go by whatever he gives somebody to tell you, spend your whole time living your life that way, then he would not have had the written word to come forward. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but that by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. So the words that come from the mouth of God is not just the word that is spoken into man's spirit, but also the written word. The written word contains the word that comes from the mouth of God. And so I see where that this thing is leading people to be, you know, unbalanced, if I can put that word there. Because now, and some of these people I see coming on, I mean, they got a word every single day. And sometimes they coming on two or three times a word almost each hour. Amen. But be careful, people. Be careful. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Another blessed day, brother. Shalom.
Amen.
And I greet the audience and all people who are listening. And the most exalted, most excellent name, kingly name, the Lord Jesus Christ, in Yeshua Mashiach, the Holy Messiah of Israel. And as the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord, and his coming again, prior, Elijah must first come. So we greet all the saints everywhere and those that are outside. And we are thinking of you and praying for you that the Lord will send a restoration, healing, and a mighty deliverance in your land, in your life. So, great. Our president of the United States is about to speak in a little while. It seemed like our prayers are needed for him. He's been having a problem with his health, coronavirus attack. Let's remember him in particular. And we greet everyone else. And I was just thinking a few moments, brother. My name is, keep it out there, my name is Brother Lee from Windy City, Chicago. And I am a part of the branch of the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, which most of you have not heard of. But anyway, you will hear it in the near future.
Amen.
But today is a wonderful day for many people, and other people, it's a sorrowful and a terrible day, what's going on in their land, in their community, and in their country. So it depends on where you are. We are in America, and we are most blessed above all people in the world, I would say, my opinion. And the Bible sort of backs that up. And the scriptures back this up. That we're in this land, choice land, and America is going back deep into darkness and sin gradually each day and each year, and becoming unfavored. While she was greatly favored, she's now being unfavored by the living God. Because she's forsaking the principles of the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she's under judgment. And I know people don't want to hear that part. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff we don't want to hear. It's like taking casserole. When I was a little kid, I didn't want to hear that word, casserole. My whole day was messed up. My whole week was messed up. Casserole, time. Oh, God. And so I can understand people don't want to hear certain things. It's like taking castor oil or some other kind of stuff. But anyway, the gospel is good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ that's in the scripture. And the brother was talking about, before I came on, he was talking about all the different prophets, people today around the world. We got so many prophets. And Jesus was talking about that for us to be very careful and discerning in the latter days, because in Matthew 24, he said, there'll be so many false prophets and so many false Christs, and then there will be false Christianity. And he just says it'll be a lot of it in the latter days. So you have to be very cautious, careful, every discerning, and very careful. So everyone has got a word for you, huh? Every prophet now on TV, radio, I got a word for you from the Lord. Okay. Well, you have to discern it for yourself. That's all I can say. Because every voice that say of the Lord is not of the Lord Jesus. So is that right, brother?
Amen. Amen. You're 100% right, brother.
So, you know, people are flooded because they won't hope. They won't help. They're looking for answers. So we got all these prophets online. Few of them are legitimate and from God, and some are not. And we have to make sure we are not in that unfavored, deceiving, money-making scheme prophets, okay? But all of them are not liars. All of them are not deceivers. There are some that are legitimately called by the Lord Jesus and sent. But even in that, your entire trust has to be only in Jesus Christ and his word. So I would say what the Bible says, trust not in kings nor in princes, trust in the arm of the living Christ. So if you're going to trust, put your entire trust in anything, put it in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and in his teachings called the gospel. So that way you won't, sure won't fail. So it's because even the best of prophets who are called of God and chosen are still in the flesh, and they can make mistakes and error. Now, because there's so many things online around the world, and many people call them their prophets and prophetess and other things, time to discern what they say, what they stand for, and what they are saying in contrary, or is it in line with the Holy Scripture or with the teachings of Christ or the prophets. Now, that's not easy always to discern, because some of them are so close, it's just like, so you have to take time to discern. So it's the scriptures. And be sure you start at the prophets and see what they, but the prophet's going to always lead you to Jesus, the Christ. And then look at what Jesus taught. He said, I have the last word. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. So the teachings of Jesus has the last word on it. Because Jesus said, I'm the first and last, I'm the Alpha and Omega. So if you're going to judge anything, take time and see what Jesus and his apostles say. And you'll kind of get a gleam, discerning in you. If you have the Spirit of Christ in you, that's the third thing you have to rely upon. So, anyway, take time. That's what I say. That would be kind of close to that, brother. Take time.
Oh, brother, you're right. He said you should know them by their fruits, and it takes time for fruit to grow on the tree. So you got to sit back and kind of watch it, you know.
Yeah, you got to take time and look at, you take time to hear about their reputation, their life. It takes time to hear about these people, their fruits, their life, their reputation, and what they're doing. I have, that's a couple of people I've been watching and discerning for 20 years and 15 years, and I've seen that these people are the true prophets and servant of God because I discerned them over time, 15 years, 20 years. So I have a chance to look at them carefully. Now, some people you can get an instant revelation about their ministry. That don't mean they are flawless or they don't make mistakes. It means that they are a legitimate call of God and they have a gift in the ministry. It don't mean that everything they say is dead on correct. It doesn't mean that either. Hallelujah. So it takes time and people don't want to take time. And so I've let several people, ministry apostles and prophets that have watched discern a few for 20 years, 15, 20 years, and I kind of see that they are the true men and women of God because they bear the fruit and reputation in their character, okay? So that's my Amen. Take on that. It may not be the best take, but that's how I deal with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because,
Amen.
Well, it takes time. Takes time. Take prayer, take time in searching the scriptures, listening and seeing their reputation, seeing what they teach, seeing what they stand, see what they live, see what their fruit, see what their character is. It takes time. Amen. And we tell people when we're on this broadcast radio that even though we speak and tell the truth, take time. Don't just believe me. Take time. I don't get on here and say, well, you got to believe me. You have to believe me right now. I'm saying what we're hearing, we're willing for you to go back and test it and put it to the test, see whether we're telling you the truth. And when we're on this broadcast, I said, listen, you take time and discern this through the Bible and through the scriptures and through Jesus and the teaching and your prayer and the Holy Spirit. Take time. Don't just believe. You don't have to believe me, but test it, put it to the test, and then you'll know for yourself. And that's the best way to be safe and be standing on safe ground. Because Jesus explicitly, in his last sermon before he went to heaven, taught his disciples that in the last generation in particular, there will be many false Christs, false prophets, false teachers, false Christianity. And brother, I've been saying, and people have been getting on me, and I understand that. I've been saying for years, I don't have to tell you whether the Roman Catholic is teaching what they're teaching is words of God. I mean, I don't have to spend no years. I just look what they teach and stand. I mean, I can tell you, and you can take one day and know whether the Mormons are they Christians? And people say, well, I said, well, the Roman Catholic, they claim to be Christians. I said, how can they say that? All you got to do is look at what Jesus said in the cross, what the Mormons teach. How can they be Christians? I said, they may be deceived, thinking they are. They blinded, thinking they are. But, I'm not against these people. I love those people. But I have to tell you the truth for you to search it out. I can't say you did a Jehovah Witnesses. Are they really the Jesus witness? Are they standing on the gospel of Christ? I said, that's not hard to discern that. those kind of things are kind of valid. You know, you can easily discern that. Those, you know, different people and different groups. And there's a lot of good people in these places. A lot of good people are in all of these things. But that don't mean that they're that don't mean they're on the right road or the right foundation now. So when I said Pope and all them billion people, you know, people get so mad at me. Who do you think you are? Who dares such a thing? If I could, if they could get their hands around my neck, brother, my neck would be squeezed, you know.
Yeah, I believe so, brother. I believe so.
But here's the prime thing. When they read the Bible and they fail to look at what they did to the prophet, and they fail to look at why did they kill all the prophets in the Bible? Most of all of them got killed. I said, well, go back and see, why did they kill all these prophets, Jeremiah and Isaiah and all this? Why did they kill them? What purpose? Why did they kill Jesus? Why did they kill John the Baptist? Why did they kill Isaiah, Jeremiah, and all them people? Why did they kill them? Why did they murder them? Well, why did they kill Peter, James, and many of the saints in the first and second? Why did they kill them? People just don't want to take time. Brother, they just don't want to take time and search things out. They just don't want to take time
and
search things out.
Well, what's happening now, brother, they're going to bring a change in a few.
Huh?
I said, what's going to get ready to happen? That's going to bring a change in a few.
It is, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah. I would say so. But today, we will continue, and as we go, in the name of Jesus Christ, we submit to you, but ask that the Holy Spirit and the illumination of God be with us. Now, when we expose darkness and spoke evil and deception, as the Lord commanded us to preach truth and expose darkness.
Read
the gospel and teach the gospel to expose evil. That's the whole purpose of the gospel, is to expose, not only bring hope and salvation, but to expose deception and lies of Satan.
Amen.
And of course, many people just want you to preach God loves you and leave it at that. And everybody wants to say God loves everybody, but they want to stop there, brother. They don't go no further. Just say, God loves you, everybody, and that's the end of it. I'm afraid that's not the end of it. That ain't the middle of it. God does love you. But there is a but in between there. And the but, this is the part that they don't want to hear.
And then
they just want to say, God loves everybody. And that is a partial truth. That's a partial truth.
That's
not the whole. That's not the whole truth.
Amen.
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 I'll say it again.
Amen.
Everybody want to hear that.
That's the truth.
God loves everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a partial truth.
Amen.
If you leave that statement incomplete, millions of people will be deceived.
Amen.
If you stop there, millions of people will remain in darkness and ignorance and in the hand of the devil. If you just say that, and that's what people want to hear today. God loves everybody. And that's a partial truth that it can be led into deception because you're not telling the whole truth. A house is not built on one foul, on one corner. What the other three corners say?
Amen.
Amen.
So a lot of people want to hear, I always put on the Facebook, there's a lot of people want to hear lemonade, but they don't want to hear castor oil. So, Brother Nate, if I said before you castor oil and lemonade, which one are you going to pick?
Lemonade.
Real?
Give me that lemonade.
Brother, tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. My flesh probably want to pick lemonade, but I know my spirit need that castor oil.
No. We're just going to be human. Now. I'm going to put before you.
I had to tell you the truth on that one.
You're 10 years old, and you're not in Jesus. You're not in Christ. You're 10 years, 12 years old, 20 years old. I'm going to sit before you, castor oil and lemonade. Which one you want?
Lemonade.
Of course. Yes. 9 times out of 10, or 20 out of 20, you're going to say, give me a lemonade.
Lemonade, that's right. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a human thing.
Amen.
That's a natural, normal thing that most humans want. They want what tastes good, look good.
Mm-hmm.
What do people in the world go, whatever tastes good and look good? Aren't people guided by that in human life? What look good,
Amen.
Smell good? Aren't
That's
we
true.
As human beings guided by that when we make a decision in this world? Do it look good, child? Do it smell good? People even get marriage on that, Brother Nate.
Amen.
And they do.
They choose relationships. They choose things by what it looks good, it sounds good, it smells good. You know that great decisions are made on that?
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Because we're
Amen.
Human. And we go by
Amen.
Our senses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Eve got deceived by that?
That's right. Amen.
So it's still working today.
Amen.
The devil is still using our senses.
Amen.
Oh, child, it looks so good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it can work. Now, here's why I won't make somebody mad.
Mm-hmm.
It works more on women than it does men.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Well, brother, you did not run for president, brother. You didn't run for president, brother.
I'm running
for president, brother.
I'm going to
run.
You're losing.
You did not run for president, there, brother.
I'm running to get impeached like Trump did, okay? I'm ready to get impeached.
They're going to be at your front door, brother. They're going to be at your front door, brother.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I'm talking about the human part of the fallen nature. We're guided by our senses. Women depend on their emotions more than men. Now, I want to get some feedback on this. Women
Amen.
Are more sensitive and guided by their feelings and their emotions, their senses, than men in general terms.
Mm-hmm.
Men also are affected the same way, but not as
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I know we don't like to say that, but, you know, but facts are facts. That's how it is. See, do you know why the devil couldn't get Adam.
Adam.
And he had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why he couldn't?
Mm-hmm.
You think he didn't try?
Mm.
You know why he couldn't go directly and get Adam?
Because Adam knew. He knew.
And he couldn't. But he had to go through another way. He had to use
mm-hmm.
another way. That thing does on all of us. If he can't get us one way, he has to go another way, right?
Amen.
Right.
That's you know, that's
Amen.
The way life is. They got to go into another door.
Amen.
They have to find, in every human, enemy has to find a weakness.
That's true.
Every person has a certain weakness. Every human
Amen.
Being.
Amen.
Some got two or three. Some got four.
mm-hmm.
But every human being has a weakness. Even when you come
Amen.
To Christ and you give your life to Christ, you still have a weakness that you have to deal with. Now I know a lot
Amen.
Of people say they don't. I know they don't, but I know that's true. Every
Amen.
Human being, even after Christ comes into his life, he has to deal with a certain weakness. Because
Amen.
The devil has to have something. and the human weakness to work with. Mm-hmm. And God is, I'm going to make another statement. When you get saved and redeemed, the Lord left you with a weakness that you have to overcome.
Amen.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know you don't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, but just think about it. Even if you come to Christ, there's things you still have to deal with.
Amen.
Yeah.
And they are
true.
Weak points. They are a weak point.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Abateral, a great prophet. He had a bad temper. He could not control his anger and temper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much Holy Ghost he had, that one part of him was still struggling. I don't care what you say. Don't care what you say. It's still
true. True anyway.
That's why the Lord tells us that everyone has to overcome some things.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
The world, the flesh, and the devil. When we come in Christ, we still got to deal with our flesh. I don't care what you say.
Amen.
Your flesh is still your enemy.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Because he ain't died completely yet.
Amen.
He may be died more, and one person died less than the other person because he ain't killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Dracula? When you saw the Dracula, they had to use these three things to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, they would stick it, and he would come back alive and pull that thing out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a few scriptures here. We're gonna go. Now, I'm going to say something about this ministry of angels. We know that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is the key point, but we're talking about his helpers, the messengers, the helpers that God created called the angels, the angelic hosts. And I'm going to, on this series, to give people an insight, the role that the angelic host play in the plan of God, and always have played a vital role from before the world. Now, I'm going to tell you, angels were before the world, before
Amen.
Man, before the earth,
Amen.
Before the planet.
Yeah.
They were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you were to ask an angel, and he walked, come in your room and said, "How old are you, angel?" And he would say, "I don't know what you're talking about. Old?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no number of how old I am. I've always been with the Father." So he's directly, if you ask an angel, "How much have you been here? 3 million? 4 million? He'll look at you like, "What are you talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
Time
Amen.
Is only talking about you humans.
Yeah.
Do you know that there is no time in him, and his angelic creation do have a beginning, but they don't know their time because they don't measure it. They could have been here for billions of years. Okay, let's move on. It's a good day, and I was thinking about butter beans and okra. And I know y'all don't like good meals and good eating.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh,
but you know,
brother.
No, you don't got to save and redeem. You don't want, you're not supposed to enjoy life anymore since you got saved and redeemed. Do you know a lot of people think just because you got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, you're not supposed to enjoy life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are some people who have a special calling, and they live like monks and totally dedicate. I understand.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They have a special calling, and they live a monk life, or what Paul called a eunuch's life.
Eunuch's life.
Amen. Totally. Amen. I understand that. But the majority of people, when Christ came in your life, you were to enjoy life more.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I said you were to enjoy living more.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not talking about after you die and go to heaven. I'm talking about right down here.
Amen.
So since I got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't enjoy meals. I don't enjoy anything of life. I just in a corner over here, just waiting till the end come. But I ain't gonna tell no lie. I enjoy a good steak, butter beans, and some okra, and some.
Okay.
I know some of y'all don't. Okay.
No, I gotta let you have the buttermilk, brother.
Not buttermilk.
I gotta let you have the buttermilk. Oh no. No.
Brother, you still on lemonade. So I'm still on lemonade, sir.
Yes, sir, brother, because I can't fool that buttermilk. No, sir.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I got some chitlins for you, brother. Chitlins.
Oh, now you didn't went worse now, brother. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Amen. I enjoy the seashore. So I like to go and take a vacation where there's water in the seashore and life. Take a vacation. Do you know the Lord had the hardest time to persuade me to take a vacation? I didn't know no better. I thought just, you know, when I came to Christ, I didn't have no time to enjoy nothing. And, you know, he had to actually take a long time to show me, take a vacation. Take your family. Take your wife on a vacation. And he had to use earthly things and spiritual things to get this over to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think we'll be doing sinning to enjoy. I didn't say go to Las Vegas and play no luck again. I didn't say that now. I didn't say nothing about that. You going to Las Vegas and pass the code and sitting up there and throwing them numbers. I didn't say nothing about that. Jesus is not in the luck business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can show me where Jesus told you to go to Las Vegas and go to one of the casinos, and take you a drink, and if you can show me that he gets glory out of that, then I have to say, do God get glory out of that? Me losing all my money? Do you think God made me to be a fool and go down there and lose my money and pin no luck?
I don't think so.
So. But we got millions of good people, educated, even Christians, go to Las Vegas to have a good time. That's not Jesus' idea of enjoying life. I didn't get no amen, Brother Nate, on that.
Amen.
I just reach up and get the bricks. It's coming. The bricks are coming my way.
Oh, not necessarily. I've been to Las Vegas. I didn't go in the casino, pull no machines, or play no cards, any of that kind of stuff. But, yes, sir, I've been to Las Vegas.
Oh, I didn't say that about going to it. I'm saying going to the casino in Las Vegas. See, you got a stroke wrong. I didn't say that you couldn't go to Las Vegas. I said you could go to Las Vegas and play the gambling casino. I said about nothing wrong with Las Vegas, going to California, going to Mexico or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, why are you going there?
true.
And you get trapped by the devil. When me and my wife went to the Bermuda Islands for a vacation, the Lord persuaded me to stop and take some time for myself. You know, the Lord wants you to take time for yourself.
Amen.
Take time for your family, your children.
Amen. That's so true. Yeah.
I took my kids to the Bulls game, the Chicago Bulls, when they were little. And, of course, some people think that's a sin, but they can, you know, have to think what they think. My try is just teach my children the difference between evil and wickedness and what God intended for you to enjoy your life as a full life. So I took them to Chicago Bulls, and took my children when they were in school. And I went to their were gymnastics. I took them to the gymnastics, took them to the swimming, took them to the music lessons.
Uh-huh. Amen. Yeah.
And I just love basketball. So now when basketball interfered with my life in Christ, when bowling interfered with my life and my testimony in Christ, I understand this. When the bowling interfered with my life and my testimony, and the bowling can interfere with me taking care of my family or my children or going to work, that's when it becomes a stumbling block.
Amen.
Do you see the difference?
Amen.
Do you understand the difference?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Because we got a good, wonderful people who think everything is a sin.
Amen.
And they're good people, and they're saved people, but they don't have understanding about everything.
Amen.
Even do you know that sometimes there were good, holiest people thought it was a sin for you to wear a ring on your finger?
Mm-hmm.
And they meant well.
Mm-hmm.
You know that at one time in the holiness movement, you could not wear a dress that didn't go down beyond your knees?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, their intent was good.
Yeah.
They went a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm.
See, the wisdom was, I wasn't sinning because I wasn't wearing a white dress down below my knees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or my sleeve had to be beyond my elbows or else I was sinning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand why they felt that. I understand that. Because there was a lot of people that were doing very unwise and foolish things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And they still doing them today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can go see now why they need to pull the dresses all the way down now, Brother Nate.
Yeah. Got a point there, bro.
I can see right now why they need a blouse to cover all of their bosom instead of letting it hang out.
Like I said, brother, don't you run for president now.
I'm running away. Not two. So we have to get a proper understanding, which is called a balance, not extreme.
Mm-hmm.
True anyway.
Now, the church world as a whole has gone the other way, Brother Nate.
Mm-hmm.
All the way the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Before they had got on the other way, a little too extreme, you know, in the holiness and trying, you know, saying you're saved. But now they're going almost completely the other way. Everything is all right. Everything good. All dressed. And whatever you do is all good. You could be naked. You could be half naked. It's okay. It don't make no difference. Long God is in your heart. Brother, it don't make no difference. You can walk in the street. You walk in the church, ain't naked. But as long as God is in your heart, it don't make no difference. You can show your thighs. You can show your hips. You can show everything. It's all as long as God is in your heart. But I think we better wait till he get into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's in your heart, but he ain't in your mind because you don't have no understanding.
Amen.
That you living in a sinful world and a wicked world, and your understanding need to come. He's in my heart. Do that mean I can walk down naked because he's in my heart?
No.
Oh, boy. But anyway. I thought that that's okay. I went on my vacation, and I wasn't condemned. At first, I thought I couldn't take a vacation because I was told, well, I got to do God's will. I ain't got time to take no vacation. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I ain't going to argue with the person that thinks that. God persuaded me that I could take a vacation and wouldn't be condemned, take my family and take on a vacation.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, saints, don't become foolish.
Amen. Amen.
That you can't take your children to the baseball practice or to the football practice or to the music lesson or take them to the sporting event or take them to that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
To to enjoy and have dominion.
Amen.
And enjoy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, we got enough of that stuff. Because if y'all got some butter beans, if I had just had to be sending, send me the butter bean ogre, because I just said I'm going to be sending then because I'm going to eat them butter beans. Mm-hmm. And, okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. And it's okay, saints, if you want to go to the best restaurant, then go to the less restaurant because God wants you to enjoy the best.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
As long as you don't get trapped in your thinking.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Man.
Don't you get trapped in your thinking that you have to go and spend all that money all the time on that restaurant, and you can't eat in your own community.
That's right.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
amen.
I'm going to read right. I want to read something right quick about the ministry of angels because we're trying to get to understanding the ministry of angels. Now, this is what I want to understand right quick. About the ministry of angels and why they are so important. Now, I'm gonna read a few things about the ministry of angels, and I'm taking all this time so we can get to the last part about what God says, how he's going to use angels in the last days in particular.
Mm-hmm.
He has used them from the beginning of the world and before the world, and how he's going to use them in a vital, important role in bringing about his purpose and plan on the earth. And people need to understand.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to go over this again. The angels of God are spiritual heavenly beings. They are the first creation, spiritual creation. Billions of years and billions of angels exist. Carry out God's plan. They are servants of God.
Mm-hmm.
They're called to complete obedience, and they are holy beings.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
Amen.
Their creator tells them, they do it.
Yes. Amen.
They are special helpers and messengers who are called watchers and warriors and servants.
Amen.
There are different types of angels.
Yeah,
different
assignments.
They have different purpose, different sizes, different looks. Just like humans have different looks and different sizes.
Yeah.
Human beings have different abilities. Well, these angels have different abilities.
That's true. Amen.
They are immortal. They can't die. They are holy. They can't do unholy things.
Amen.
They carry out their assignment with love, with care. They have emotion.
Yeah.
But they don't fail.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The different ranks of angels and the orders of angels, I'm going to name a few. The highest order of angels are called cherubim, those that are around the throne. Cherubim.
Cherubim.
The ones that fly around the throne and worship God day and night are called seraphim.
Seraphim, okay.
They are six-winged creatures. The cherubim have two wings. They cover the throne. The seraphim have six wings. They worship and fly around the throne saying, holy, 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 God, God Almighty. They do that 24/7.
Yeah.
That's the highest angels we know of are called archangels.
Yeah.
Which are seven. Seven is God's perfection. And these seven archangels began with Michael and Gabriel.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't give us the name of these other five archangels.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They only give us the name of the two portum angels, Michael and Gabriel.
Amen. Amen.
All right. There are angels who are guardian angels, record keepers, warrior angels, praise angels. Oh, you just go on and on. Lord, no. Now, the number of angels is probably, we don't know, is billions of them. Mm-hmm. Millions of the angels are looking on the earth. And when you begin to praise God, the angels join you. Mm-hmm. When you
Amen.
Worship God, they join you.
Amen.
When you go do the work of the Lord, the angels are with you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The angels of God would never accept worship. Never.
Amen.
Only the evil spirits and Satan would accept worship.
Amen.
Yeah.
Angels always, when they come, point to the Father or to the Son of God. That's the only one they're going to point to. The Father, I come from Jesus or Christ, the Father or the Son of God. They always going to tell you where they come from.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
There are certain religious who worship false deities and worship angels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to not tell you any more about them right now. The angels, they do not marry. They do not have sex organs, but they don't procreate. They are invisible. They are obedient. They do have emotions. They get mad. They get angry. And they rejoice. They appear in human form. Many of them are walking among us as human forms, and we don't know from day to day. Angels have a rank, generals. And they are under rank. They walk among us. Now, angels are encamped around us right now.
Amen.
Now, right now, where we are, angels are encamped round about us right now.
Amen.
Look around you. You can't see them unless God let you see them. But they are, in the Bible said, they are encamped round the people of God. They're encamped. They're encamped. It's circle
Amen.
About you.
Mm-hmm.
When you,
Thank you
pray in Jesus' name, and using the word of God, the angels are released to bring that those things about with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to start speaking the word of God so the angels can be busy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I'm afraid they're not going to cook those greens for you. You're going to have to do that yourself. Okay.
Amen.
You're going to have to go out and sweep your house and build your house. They may help you. If you are helpless, they will send some help to you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do it for you. Sometimes they will come and help you in peculiar ways. Your car might be broke down, and you step and say, Lord, I need some help. And the car will start running again.
Amen.
Brother Clark used to come to the assembly from Mississippi, and he wouldn't have enough money to get there. He would just use his faith. And using his faith, even though the car tank was empty, and he would get there on an empty tank.
Yeah.
Brother Nate, I guess the angel was pushing the car.
Amen. Amen.
Somehow, Brother Clark would get there on an empty tank all the time. Thank God for a man of faith, Brother Clark.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I really miss Brother Clark and Sister Clark. I really do.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to say this to you. That's fine. I'm going to say I'm going to give you, we got 10 minutes left. I'm going to say something, and I want you to understand this. God is the creator is an unchanging God.
Amen.
1380 Hebrews said, I'm the same yesterday, forever.
Amen.
I'm unchanging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, my name is Yah, and I change not.
Yeah.
What does it His nature, the nature of God never changes.
Amen.
His character.
Amen.
Never changes.
Amen.
His pattern that he does remains the same. He works the same
Amen.
Way.
Amen.
Of course, he can do things that confound us. He can do things beyond our understanding. But God remains holy at all times. He's righteous. He's pure. He's just. He's merciful. He's love. He's compassionate. He's faithful. He's forgiving. But he's also a God of wrath, of judgment, against rebellion. God is a God of integrity and honor. If he gives his word, he never breaks it.
Amen.
He's not like the Republicans or Democrats. I say it's not like us, and he's not like the Democrats. He's not like another socialist. He never changes his word. Now, there are some things about God you don't understand. Some things he said to people are temporary. But then there are some things are unalterable. Something that God speaks is temporary. But most of the things he says unalterable can never be changed. Not even by prayer can change them. There are some things the Lord, that the saints can pray and change.
That's right.
Those are the things that you can pray within the realm that can change. Remember Jonah said that this nation was going to be destroyed and prophesied, and that it was going to be destroyed in 3 days, and go warn them they're going to be destroyed in 7 days. Now, because of the mercy of God, he changed that judgment. But it was carried out a little later. So there's saints have the privilege to change some things by their prayers and their acts. There are some people that this woman was supposed to die by this disease. But she said, no, I'm not going to accept death. I'm getting to Jesus and change this. So she made her way to Jesus, and that judgment of death that was on her was changed. She lived. There are some people are destined to die. But that judgment can be lifted, and they can be on some occasions. On some occasions, it can be changed. It can be on some occasions. All right. Okay. The unalterable decrees can never be changed. Whenever God said this is an unalterable decree, nothing can change that. Nothing, not even prayer, not the faith, not anybody can change an unalterable decree. When he said to Noah, I'm going to destroy this world, that could not be changed. When he said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, one man stood between God and bargained for that people and interceded. And the Lord said, I'll change the judgment if you find 50 righteous men. Now, those sort of things are within our providence to change them. But unalterable decrees, nobody can change. When Jesus said in Matthew, when I come again, in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. That's not going to be changed. Things can be delayed. I said delayed. But it cannot be changed because they've been decreed unalterable. But the saints have the power and the ability with God to change many things. That's why he said, if you intercede for America and stand in the gap and make up the hedge, instead of destroying it, I'll heal them.
Amen.
That, He lifted judgment called justice, and he healed the mercy. And the mercy in his seed, he said, okay, justice, you wait for a while. I'm going to give mercy and compassion. We're living because the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
Without him, you can count on his faithfulness.
That's right.
Let us say faithfulness, his faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
That
his
part of him will never fail. His faithfulness to his word, never.
Amen.
Got about 4 minutes, brother.
I know. You got to live by his word because his word, he will not take it back. The promises, the great promises to his people, he won't take them back. Heaven, earth can pass away. But he'll stand you in the holy place, and the indignation would pass over you.
Amen.
Nor was deliberate. Nor was deliberate. Why? The whole world outside was destroyed. But he preserved Noah. I said he preserved his chosen who obeyed. They were delivered, but the whole world was destroyed. How is he going to do it in the latter day? I don't have to run away in no rapture.
That's right.
I don't have to get scared if he has to take me out because it's too bad. How was the Hebrew boys? Did he keep them from going in the fire? No. Did he keep Daniel from going in the den? No. So why do I have to run away in a rapture? Because it's going to be too bad.
I have to run away.
Thank God for overcoming grace. All right, we'll stop here. And all this week, you can listen, Brother Nate. He's going to be the man of God, be talking and declaring to the whole world. And I thank God for him that he has the courage to do it and keep on doing it. And may the grace and the angels strengthen you, brother. May the angels girl you about and your family and just girl you about with might. As God and build you up and renew you and keep on going and as they say keep on going. We love you.
Amen.
People out there as we close. As we close, to everyone that's with the sound of my voice, I want you to know Jesus welcomes you to come and submit your life and your destiny to him. Standing right there, behold, he's standing at the door and knock, the scripture says, right at your heart's door. All you gotta do is invite him to come in. Into your life. Into your destiny to be changed. In an instant, in one moment, if you mean it business from your heart, he'll come.
He'll
transform your life and redeem you from the curse of sin and death. Sickness, disease, and poverty, he specializes in. We love you. The gospel of Christ is the answer for the whole world. Love you out there.
Amen.
Tune in on Talk Talk Radio.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. And once again, we love you all. As for Brother Nate, Brother Lee, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, Sister Dickens, we love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
God bless.